ridiculous.
Amen. Look at somebody and say, everybody's important.
Amen.
Everybody is so important. Amen. As that little brother back there is being evicted.
Amen. Everybody say, hallelujah. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
I don't think that's it. I think it's back there.
Why don't y'all start out by giving, making sure you hug every single last person in this room. And let's see what happens. Amen. And just letting them know you love them. Amen. You never know who you might bless. You never know it. Amen. The rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my, and he made his victory. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Let's sing that again. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. My salvation for the Lord is on my side, and he made his victory mine. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock. My salvation, Jesus, Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. For the Lord is on my side and made his victory mine. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. My salvation. Give the Lord a shout of praise. We'll just do some easy ones that we know you know.
The righteous run into it. They all sing the name of the Lord. It's a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They all sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, let's give it praise.
hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time to say
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Make our joy be more.
Let all the earth sing and rejoice.
I've got a praise, gives me green. I've got a shout, hallelujah.
Stereo,
I've got a song. It's burning me. That's why I sing.
I've got a praise.
Praise the Lord together.
the hate behind. Let's love, Lord, together. Put the hurt behind, put the hate behind. Let's love, Lord, together. Then all the earth would serve the Lord together.
Somebody and find him, say it.
Can I walk with you?
To ask him, find yourself a partner, you go there.
Can I walk with you?
Find a partner and ask him.
Can I walk with you? Yeah, yeah.
Can I walk with you?
Can I walk with you? Tell me. Oh,
there. I want to be there. I want to be there. Won't you let me in? I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there.
You don't have to walk by yourself.
I want to be there. Walk alone.
Well, we got to get out of here. I'm trying to help somebody. I don't know why I'm going there.
You don't have to walk alone.
Say,
be lifted up. Be strong in the Lord.
Somebody needs your love this morning. Find yourself a prayer partner. It's important. Find that one that, just find one. Just get one. Amen. Let's get personal. Hey, Sister Belle, why don't you get with Sister Billy? I just sense that Sister Billy has something for you. Just go for her and tell her.
Work out fine. Yes, we will. We're gonna make it.
Somebody say hallelujah.
We're gonna make it through the snow, through the rain. Yes, we are. We're gonna make it through everything.
Do you believe us? Sing.
We're gonna make it.
Just sing it out.
We're gonna make it. 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 Oh yes, we are. We're gonna make it.
Tell somebody. Will you sing it in part for me?
We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it.
Now before we quit, say you're gonna make it.
Just a little while longer.
System and say hallelujah.
Hold on, just a little while longer. Hold on, just a little while longer.
Tell
them. Hold on, just a little while longer.
Your breakthrough's here. Come on.
Praise the Lord. So say, glory to God, He's in this place, isn't He?
Praise, amen. Just pray in the Holy Ghost in this place if you can. Look at somebody and tell them,
He made
them whole. Say, wholeness is coming. Say it again. Wholeness is coming. Glory to God. How many of you are tired of being broken? Amen. Broken and mixed up. Amen. And something always missing. Amen. Say, but my wholeness, my completeness is coming.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, actually, it's here, but you just have to walk
in. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise say, God. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory. Say, wholeness.
Wholeness.
Manifestation of the wholeness is coming. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's so wonderful, isn't it? Isn't he wonderful? Oh, he's so wonderful. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Oh, those sleepless nights. Those tears. That worry. That stress. That anxiety. That roller coaster. Somebody say, hallelujah. How many of you ready to come off the roller coaster? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. And get on to what God has for you. Oh, bless the Lord. He's a wonderful God, isn't he? Oh, thank the Lord. God is so wonderful. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, we're going to go right on back. Thank you, Jesus. I believe I had you in. We were jumping all over the place. On Friday night. Did y'all enjoy Friday night? I did. Amen. And I just want to take you back to just a little bit of it. Is that all right? Isn't God wonderful? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Thank you, Father. Open your Bibles I want you to put one finger at Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. When you got it, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And say, bless the Lord. He's a good God, isn't he? Good to be with you this morning, too. Just pray in the Holy Ghost just for a moment. Amen. The direction I wanted to go has been slightly changed. We're going to see how to get us there. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord right there in front of our face. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just pray out loud in the Holy Spirit for a second or two. Oh, glory to God. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to minister to some people today. Amen. So we're just going to take our time just a bit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Didn't want to forget and leave it up there. Hallelujah. So say, thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Feels different today, but it feels good. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Jump over to Romans chapter 8. Verse 28. And it says, and we know that all things, somebody say all things, work. Somebody say work.
Work.
Say it again. All things,
all things.
Work.
Work.
Have you ever felt that you were all by yourself? Nobody was looking out for you. If you didn't have to do it, if you weren't the one that was going to do it, it wasn't going to get done. We got a lot of single moms here. If you've had the single mom experience, say, help, Lord. Amen. Say it. Come on. Don't be quiet on me this morning. Don't. Amen. Let me know that we're going in the right area. Amen. Wasn't nobody else there to help. Amen. We got Brother Jesse and Brother Dean here today. Well, we're just going to sit back. But the Holy Ghost said, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He wants to teach us how to get over. Amen. Amen. How many of you don't have anybody else but your, it doesn't seem that you have anybody else but you. Somebody say glory to God. If you don't take care of it, you know, in the natural, it seems like it's not going to be taken care of. Ain't nobody else's check coming in to pay anything but yours.
Amen.
And you still believing on that one. Amen. How many are there? They said there's nobody working to make this thing happen but me. Am I in the right area tonight or am I by myself? But God's trying to tell you, somebody say, all things,
all things.
Work.
Work.
Say, somebody's working.
For me,
right now.
Thank you.
Somebody say, glory to God. You've got to have a revelation. See, revelation brings about manifestation. And you might not think that anything's going on. See, in all labor, whenever work comes about, see, something's got to work in order for you to get blessed. Something's got to go. There's got to be some type of activity for something to come back to you. But God wants to make a way for you. He wants to improve something for you this morning. Amen. He wants to make things better. And God wants to let you know that things have been working for your good, whether you realize it or not. Have you been loving the Lord and obeying God? If you've been loving the Lord and obeying God, God wants to let you know that He's had some things out there working for you. Somebody say, I got some employees. Say, it's working for me. So say, what's that situation going on in your life right now? That thing that might make you feel like you're losing your mind. So said, oh, it's just an employee. Don't worry about it. So say, when your problems, your circumstances, your trials, that thing you're standing in faith for, when you start to say in faith, say, I'm not going to call it a problem anymore. Somebody say, it's just an employee. Because God's going to cause it to work for my good.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Say, there's not one thing in my life right now. Say it. There's not one thing in my life right now because I love God that's ever working against me.
It's not possible.
It's only working
for my good.
Somebody say hallelujah. That thing you feel like you're about to lose your mind. Amen. Forget it, people. It's working for your good. The Bible says it. Amen.
Amen.
Say, it's working for my good. Say, it will turn around. What the, let the devil wear himself out, get crazy. Amen. Let the devil do all this other stuff. Don't get caught up in all that. It'll turn. It will turn around. Amen. As soon as you put it in the hands of God and stop worrying about it, stop getting stressed out about it. Somebody say, glory to God. It'll start to turn for your good. It'll turn around. Somebody say, double for your trouble. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, it's working for me. Even the thing I don't understand. Now, I tell you what, there was a man named Joseph. He had some brothers that didn't like him too much because he had something on the inside of his heart, success. He had a dream, amen, on the inside of him. And it ticked some people off. So they took him and stuck him in a hole in the ground, hoping to kill him. So we say, praise the Lord. See, but you know what? Somebody say, that hole that he was in worked for him. Somebody say, praise God. See, many times that hole is your deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
You don't understand why you've been pulled out of one situation and put into another situation that you just can't get out.
Amen.
Say, has anybody been in something they feel like they just can't get out? When the top of that thing opens up, God's going to bring you out to an expected end. He'll cause everything to work out for your good. So sit back and relax and watch what God does in the end. So it says, when the, you know, somebody said, let there be a battle, when the, let the fur fly. But when the dust settles, somebody say, praise the Lord. It's going to work for your good. So don't get mad at God. Don't lose your confidence. Don't lose your faith. For we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, to them that are, somebody say, called. Now, we studied that word on Friday night. Somebody say, called. Say, called. You're going to have to learn to live by faith when you realize that there's something, that there's a calling on the inside of you. God's called you to heavenly places, called you to be his seed, called you to be his children, called you to be his blessed ones. Amen. Called you to overcome. Somebody say, he called you up. Say, step up. Well, if you have that calling on the inside of you, somebody say, amen. Everything that goes on in your life, God will cause it to work for your good. So you don't have to be afraid. Amen. Who are called according to his purpose. Somebody say, thank God for the calling. Now, we learned on Friday night that God has hope. Amen. So we say, he expects his calling to be fulfilled. Somebody say, praise God. And in order for that calling to be fulfilled, somebody say, amen, he's going to cause everything, somebody say, amen, to work for your good because there's a calling on the inside of you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, I've been set up. Anybody ever felt it's rigged? Somebody say, it's rigged. Say, it's fixed. But it's fixed for your benefit. It's fixed for your benefit. If you get a revelation of that and stop thinking about how many people are against you, God's trying to get you to see that.
Amen.
We get so worried about folk that can do you no harm. Somebody say, amen. When the Bible says, somebody say, glory to God. When you stop looking at your enemies and start looking at your God, amen, you'll start to go forward because what you focus on is where you go.
Amen.
What you focus on is where you go or where you stay.
Amen.
You got to put your eyes on the prize and keep getting up. Look to the deliverer. Look to the savior. Don't look at those that hold you back. Amen. Look forward and watch what God does. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
We're talking about walking spiritually. Somebody say glory to God. How many of you are going to walk spiritually out of your circumstance and out of your situation? Led by the Spirit out of sickness. Led by the Spirit out of poverty. Led out of the Spirit out of low self-esteem. Somebody say glory to God. Led by the Spirit out of dysfunction. Somebody say hallelujah. See, now we studied all this stuff in Romans chapter 8. We've been studying and studying and studying. And studying and studying and studying. Amen. But you know what? When you get your spirit motivated, your spirit's going to help you become whole. It's going to help that wholeness manifest. Somebody say hallelujah. See, we're going on this first set. You know, he gets people that were all messed up. Has anybody been messed up? Have you ever had anybody tell you you're never going to, this is as far as you go, that's it. It's over. You might as well just hang where you are and wait to die, because you're never going to improve yourself. It will never get better. I want you to know that's a lie from the pit of hell. There's still a calling on your life. Look at somebody and say, God can do much more than this, and I'm going to let him. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. You're going to get, somebody say expectations going to come back by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to have a little bit of stuff. People think we just want you to make noise today. Amen. But I want some people to be ignited.
Amen.
I want some people to get excited about life. I want some people to start to try again, to start to expect again. Expect it to be put back together again. Expect to be happy again. Expect your children to be delivered and set free and happy and successful.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God. Expect that situation that's all messed up. How messed up is it? How messed up can it be? Amen. Glory to God. Find your worst situation. Find the deadest thing you can find. Somebody say glory to God. Dig deep down inside and find the thing that the devil said will never be put back together again. Somebody say hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is expect him to come through, and he will. And he will. And he will. He's tying up loose ends. Somebody say glory to God. He's about to come back.
Amen.
He wants to answer every one of your prayers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some say, I'm going to have to let him bless me before he comes. See, we know you're going to be blessed in heavenly places, and you're also going to be blessed when you get to heaven. Amen. But he gave you some promises that you should be living and experiencing while you're here right now.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God. There's some promises and some things that have been stolen from you, but God wants to give it back. It's not God's heart that you be broken and lonely and disgusted and worn out. Amen. And thinking, is this all it is?
Amen.
God's here to fix that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say brokenhearted. Where there's supposed to be, you know, excitement on the inside of you and supernatural expectation, eh? On the inside of you, it's been broken. It don't work no more. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your heart's supposed to give you inspiration. Somebody say spirit and life. Say it's the spirit that quickens, isn't it? And if you're not quickened and excited about life, amen, that's evidence, or that's signs of a broken heart, and God wants to fix the brokenhearted. Somebody say glory to God. Now we're skipping all this other stuff. Amen. Go to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now. Somebody say now.
Now.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say now.
Now.
Say now.
Now.
Say now.
Now.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. Say God opens it back up. See, many of you have closed out your stuff in the flesh. Whether you realize you come to the end of your rope, there's nowhere to go. Amen. See, people think, well, it's not over yet. In the flesh, to certain people, some things are definitely over. People can mess up their body. Amen. To where they say, I'm going to keep on rolling. You can't roll forever. Amen. Time. Amen. You will destroy yourself to where you can go no farther. But on the outside, when you shut everything down on the inside, somebody say, the Spirit has no limits. It'll cause you to keep going.
Amen.
See, you can start all over again, even if you're stopped in the natural. See, the devil only has so far that he will allow you to go in the flesh. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Things do stop there. Somebody say, but how do you keep on going? Somebody say, second life. Renewal of life. See, the devil can't renew anything. He can only wear it out. He wears people out, has to find another one. He wears people out, has to find another one. He consumes things. Amen? But God renews them day by day.
Hallelujah.
And many people, even in the devil's so good lately, or he's doing his job so somewhat well, amen, that he can shut people's lives down at 15 years old, 18 years old, he can destroy a life, amen, get them caught up in stuff they'll never come out of. He'll destroy their education, amen. Well, there they go. They'll be broke forever almost, amen. He'll get them with the wrong person, amen. They hang out with that wrong person for about 3 years, then their head's messed up enough, it'll take them 30 years to get out, to get over that. So we say hallelujah. The wrong parent doesn't know how to speak words of encouragement and words of love. Amen. He tries to shut people down real quick. And there are a lot of people that have been shut down. Amen. And you wonder why people just keep walking that way they've been programmed. As soon as you get to this point, this is where you're going to stop. And they've stopped. Somebody say, but hallelujah. In the realm of the spirit, we can pick up. Somebody say, there's no condemnation. That means you're no longer condemned. You can go on beyond, amen, where that old life has stopped you. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, that's grace. That's grace. Yeah, you've messed up some stuff and some screwed up a lot of stuff in your life and gotten things all messed up to where you feel like there's no chance that you're going to have a second class life because of the mistakes you've made in the past. Somebody say, but by the Spirit, there is no condemnation. God's going to let you out. Somebody say, he's going to let you out. He'll let you out. Somebody say, he's a way out. Are you going to take it this morning?
Amen.
To those who walk not after the flesh. Now listen, if you're going to stay in the spirit, the wages of sin is death. The wages of the flesh is just death. Living in the flesh is just death. It's just death. That's as far as it can go. But the Spirit of God within you, somebody say hallelujah. It wants to go on. It wants to go to the next level. It doesn't want to be stuck right where you are. Amen. It wants to say, come on up. Let's start to believe again. Your flesh saying, hey, I don't think we can make it. I don't think we can do it. I don't think it'll ever be put back together again. But the flesh is, but the Spirit is always willing to go on. Somebody say hallelujah. How many want to get in contact with the Spirit man within you? With the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, amen, and have him coach you to better life. Have him bring you out where you are, amen. You can't figure it out. You can't think it out. If you could figure it out and think it out, you wouldn't be where you are right now.
Amen.
So say praise the Lord. But I tell you what, you can just get in the joy of the Holy Ghost, get in the Spirit of God, and have him bring you out step by step by step by step by step. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Now, getting back to where we are, now we're going to be learning. That's why the Friday night meetings are so important, because they're different. We can focus on some things. I would teach all this morning, but there's no way, because the Friday night just encourages your spirit man. It gets you to build up your spirit man, to get in the realm of the Spirit, amen, to develop yourself spiritually, praying in the Holy Ghost, amen, getting drunk in the Holy Ghost, amen. Getting full of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Because it's that man, that spiritual man that we build up in the Holy Ghost, amen, that's that we're really ministering into and trying to get you to go to the next level. Somebody say hallelujah. I don't want to be confusing to you this morning. Amen. Now listen, verse 29. So we know that all things, oh, praise the Lord. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Somebody say predestinate.
Predestinate.
Somebody say predestinate.
Predestinate.
To be conformed to his image. Somebody say predestined.
Predestined.
To be conformed to his image. Some say, I'm predestined to change. He says he has a plan for you. Some say, destination, change. Say, destination, change. That means that God has a plan for your life already. That he has a hope for you already. There's a promise for you already. Amen. And guess where that destination is? His likeness. That's where he wants you to end up. Where he is and just like him. Amen. Full of his power. Full of his glory. Amen. Full of his love. Full of his mercy. Somebody say, predestined to change. So there are a lot of people that might say, you know, this is as far as I go. Things will never get better. It's always been this way. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And there's a supernatural word over you that's bigger than your head. There's a supernatural word over you. Somebody say, glory to God. He said he has predestined you to change. You're going to change. Somebody say, amen. You are going to change. I don't care how long it takes. Amen. I trust in him. Faithful is he who begun a good work in you, who will also complete it. Amen.
Amen.
Some say there's super. Say there's super, something supernatural on the inside of me. What do you think Pastor Joel's talking about when he say, "Bring out the champion within you"? He's not talking about you. He's talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Christ within you, the hope of glory. Somebody say, "Glory to God."
Glory to God.
You have been predestined to change, and all we got to do is speak the word. And as we speak this word, we give you revelation of what's already on the inside of you. Then there'll be manifestation on it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look, tap somebody on the shoulder real quick and say, guess what? You are going to change. Somebody say hallelujah. Tap somebody else on the shoulder and say, you will. Praise God. Tap me. I want to.
You will.
I will change. God's not going to let you stay the same. He's not going to leave you there. Some say destination. Change. Who started it? Now listen. Someone say, I want change. I want change. I want change. Well, he wants you changed. Amen. You're not giving him any new idea. He wants to bring you out, and all you got to do is get a revelation about it and start to walk in it. Amen?
Amen.
For whom he did foreknow, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, he also called. Y'all, we're getting some pretty heavy stuff. I'm still in the hope and in the calling. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, he called me. I'm trying to develop your faith in God's calling on your life. I'm trying to develop your strength in his ability to keep you. Amen?
Amen.
Than your ability to keep yourself.
Amen.
Brother Hagin told a story one time. Y'all hear me tell that story before. And it was a true story about a guy in New York. I don't know what time. Long time ago, all I know. They were building this big skyscraper in New York City. And as they were building this skyscraper, there's a boy up there working on the building. All of a sudden, the boy slipped and fell. And as he slipped and fell, he had something, amen, like a rope that he was hanging on to. And all the people were down on the ground looking up at him saying, hold on, hold on, until they could get something up there to get this man down so he wouldn't fall to the ground to his death. So he kept holding on. 15 minutes went by. Do you know that boy was still holding on? Some of us would have been holding on too, right? He was holding on. Everybody say, hold on. You know, half an hour went by. He was still holding on. 45 minutes. He was still holding on. They trying to get up to him. Well, they finally did get up to him. And they said, how did you hold on so long? Anybody think of that? Anybody feel like they can't hold on much longer? How did you hold on so long? He said, I wasn't holding on. He said, when I figured out they were going to take so long, I took the rope and tied it around myself. And the rope held me. Somebody say, glory to God. Many times you just have to wrap yourself in God's promises.
Amen.
And let his promises hold you. And you
Amen.
Stop trying to hold yourself.
Amen.
God will hold you together.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody say, I'm called to win. And I'm called to make it. And you won't make it unless you have that revelation.
Amen.
Say, called to be saved. Called to be holy. Called to go to heaven. Sir, say glory to God. Called to live right. And as soon as you start to confess it, it will start to manifest in your life. Says, so, say, predestined to change. For we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment. Somebody say hallelujah. In a twinkling of an eye. And if God's got you here this morning, somebody say hallelujah. If his love has got you here, I'm prophesying to you right now that God's got you marked. He's got you set up for the change. And you will be changed to his image. Amen. So just surrender to it. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, I can change. You were getting in some stuff here. Somebody say hallelujah. So don't worry about people when you're trying to walk for God criticizing you. You're not good enough. Who you think you are? I know you don't go to church. You ever heard some people, you just need to stay on out of the place. Like staying out of it's going to make you better. Amen? You know? Talking like that, you just need to stay on out of the church. You don't even need to go. Look at you. Anybody ever heard that? Would you tell somebody they didn't need to go to church? They don't show you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who do you think you are? You're not going to get it all together overnight. You've been marked for change. When you decide to walk for Jesus, amen, you've been marked for the change. Amen. Sure, your heart and your spirit have been made new. Amen. But God's working on you and renewing your mind day by day. Amen. Every day. Somebody say, glory to God. Amen. We have been saved and set free. And people say, I looked at my hands look new. I looked at my feet look new too. Amen. Until somebody stepped on them feet. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. Them same corns were there. Hallelujah. Somebody say, we have been changed. We are being changed. And we shall be changed. We're going to get there. Amen. But don't let anybody tell you that you don't have Jesus or that Jesus doesn't have you. You keep trying hard enough, you'll get him. Amen. No, that's not right. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank the Lord. Now, if God, I'm trying to set you up because I believe the King of Kings is coming and the Lord of Lords is coming. Amen. I believe Jesus is right around the corner. I believe he's right around the corner. And you've been destined to change. If you just yield yourself, you'll find that thing happening. It says, what shall we say to these things? Now, notice we said that all things work together. That all things work together for the good of us that are called according to his purpose. So say hallelujah. Say it's all good. We're the only ones that can say that. People say it's all good. No, it ain't if you're not called according to his purpose. It's not all good. Amen. People say it's all good, lying through their teeth. Amen. If you're not called according to God's purpose, it's not all good. But if you're called according to God's purposes, amen, walking in his grace and walking in his love, you can truly say it's all good. Amen. And when you know it's all good, you can walk with no fear. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Somebody say hallelujah. So nobody's going to be able to be, you don't ever have to worry about anybody being against you again. God is for you. Amen. The whole world could be against you. Whoop-de-doo.
Amen.
They might not want you to win. Who cares? Amen. God promised you. All of Joseph's brothers were against him, but God caused him to prevail because God was for him. Amen. Say, forget about who's against you? God's for you. And he didn't have to get everybody else to be for you for him to get on your side. He doesn't need anybody to be for you, amen, for him to bless you. He can be for you himself and get you where you got to go. Somebody say, hey, somebody say, God is for me. See, a lot of people are going to give up and going to quit, amen, because they're not getting a bunch of claps in the background. They don't have the Shaft music. You know, Shaft walked in the room, they were boom, boom, and we expect that to be that way in our life. Amen. We want the background music to follow us and accompany us everywhere we go, and everybody be whistling and clapping for us. It's not going to come all the time. Sometimes you got to have that peace on the inside of your heart. Hey, I'm with God, and God is for me. I'm just going to go right ahead. Amen. I'm going to go with God. If God be for you, who? Some say who? Can be against you. Absolutely no one. Praise the Lord. So say glory to God. Now listen, now, but who's going to help me? Who's going to help me? Who's going to help me? Verse 32. He that spared not. So say he spared not. And I know you're out here in this new situation. This thing that you're about to get into seems big and enormous. And how are all the pieces going to come together? Who's going to help? How's it going to work? Where's all the supplies going to come from? How, you know, come on, I don't make enough of the hourly wage. How's it going to come together? Some say, he spared not. Say, he spared not. I'm trying to get out of here today, but I'm trying to help you. Somebody say, glory to God. You don't have to have anybody else on your side. God spared not.
Amen.
He's not a cheapskate, amen? He's El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. So he said, listen, you don't need nobody else. He can be God all by himself.
Amen.
He'll make a way when there is no way.
Amen.
He'll get the stuff taken care of when it shouldn't have gotten taken care of, and you don't even know how it happened. God will do it himself. So he said, he spared not. He's trying to tell you what kind of God is on your side. That's why that verse, he's not just crazy when he got all these things, doesn't look like it fits together. He said, all things going to work together for your good. That means all this mess you're experiencing, don't look at that. It's going to work together for your good. You don't have to have anybody else on your side. You've been called for change, and it's going to happen. Doesn't worry about who's on your side, who supports you, who's clapping for you. God's on your side, and if God is on your side, he spared not his own son. He said, listen, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Some say, how shall he not? Some say, how shall he not? Give us, some say, give us all things. Say, all things. Oh, glory to God. Say, all things. Whatever you need, God will give it to you. You might not realize that or believe that, but whatever you have need of, God will give it to you. When you get a revelation on it, you say that God's on my side. Hey, look, whatever it is you need, he will supply it.
Amen.
Gas, food,
amen.
Debt resolution,
amen.
Job, dishes, glory to God, spreads, furniture, whatever, some say, whatever you have need of, God will supply it. He is on your side. You might have gone through some devastation and been wiped out and done all these things. God's going to cause it to work for your good.
Amen.
Have you ever walked through some stuff? I walked through some stuff and had to give it all up. Look like, boy, we're starting all over again. No, it was for my good. Because whatever you, when it comes back, it's going to come back better than what you've ever had it before. And you're going to come back better because you know what? You say, hey, look, I lost it before. I can lose it again. And if I lost it, some say, easy come, easy go, easy come again.
Amen.
See, when you've learned that you don't have to worry about stuff, so many people holding on to stuff say, if I let this go, it'll never come back.
Amen.
I've seen cars come and go. Somebody say, hallelujah. Clothing come and go. People come and go. Amen. God will always be there. Some say, it'll work for your good. Watch God restore it.
Amen.
As soon as you open your big mouth and start to confess it.
Amen.
As soon as you open your big mouth and start to confess it, he'll start putting it together.
Amen.
He'll start putting it together. I mean, we moved several times. No, you know, crazy. And forgot the stupid stuff that everybody else remembers. I mean, we go to move into something, just forget about stuff. Like furniture. Amen. So say hallelujah. You know, I moved here to town, forgot about stuff. You know, just packed up a desk and move. Amen. How are you going to start a ministry with a desk? Someone say hallelujah. I moved and forgot a car. Amen. Didn't know I needed one. Someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Didn't know I needed reserve. Didn't know I needed money. Amen. You know why? Because I had God.
Amen.
And God supplies. Somebody say, that's his job.
Amen.
He's a supplier. Amen.
Amen.
See, you can go into any situation when you know that God will always provide.
Right.
Say, I expect it to be there in the name of Jesus. He'll bless you so much you don't even have room for all of your stuff.
Amen.
I'm giving away so many sets and sofas and furniture. Somebody say, glory to God. And rides. Somebody say, hallelujah. He spared not his own son. If he didn't spare Jesus, his own son, he's a free giver. God wants to take care of you, but you're going to have to make up your mind. You're going to live after the spirit and not after the flesh. And if you walk not after the flesh, amen, but you walk after the spirit of God, if you seek first the kingdom of God, all that other stuff will be added unto you.
Amen.
Because God's got a plan. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say get with God's plan. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm finished. I just wet you up a little bit. Is that all right? I just wet you up a little bit. Did I encourage anybody this morning?
Amen.
Some say called.
Called.
To win.
To win.
Called to succeed.
Amen.
Called to change.
Called to,
called to be whole.
Called to make it.
Destined.
Destined.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Destined. Destined. What we're going to receive this morning's offering. Somebody say hallelujah. Bless God. If you need an offering envelope this morning, we have them here. Amen. Praise God. There's one here. So we say, yes. Look at everybody in the room and say, you can afford to give. Say, because it definitely will come back. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You know, it's the word that will bring you out. It's the word that will bring you out. Just remember something. Amen. Just take some notes and quote it during the week and watch God do it for you.
Amen.
And watch God work for you. Amen. But if you don't work the word, it won't work for you. If you don't work the word, it will not work for you. Revelation brings manifestation. We're so glad to see our sister back here this morning. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
You going to stay here this time? Are you really?
Yeah, I'm not going to move off.
She's not going to move off. Praise God. Say, I will not move off, nor will I be moved off. Somebody say, hallelujah. Say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Good to see y'all in church this morning. Say, wholeness
is
coming.
Coming.
Now, Sister Becky said it's already here. Yes, it is here, but the manifestation of that. The more we give you revelation of what's already on the inside of you, you'll be able to walk in on it. Amen. Step by step. Step by step. We are going to do choir. Carolyn, stand up. Amen. Anybody who wants to sing in the choir, y'all see Carolyn. She going to make it happen for us. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She going to round them up and get them together. Amen. Because y'all have a way of avoiding. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Carolyn's going to make it happen. Give Carolyn a hand. Amen.
Amen.
Take it now, girl. That's probably the last one you get from these people. Amen. That'll be the last. All right. As soon as you have that offering, you may stand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Holy is the Lord. And righteous is his name. Lord, we thank you for the calling that you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for the calling that you've been teaching us about, letting us know that you have a plan for us, that we're just not out here wandering around. And Lord, we thank you for causing us to develop faith in your call and in your power over our life. And Lord, we know that calling will manifest. Thank you for blessing your people today, Jesus. Keep doing it again and again and again. And everybody's praying in the Holy Ghost. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray for every empty refrigerator, every empty wallet, every empty purse, every empty fuel tank. Lord, we curse worry and anxiety for anyone that may be in debt or in lack in any way. Father God, it is your purpose not only that they be able to be sound and full, to be able, Father God, to take care of their own business, Father God, but your plan is that they might also be able to bless others.
Amen.
Lord, allow that to manifest. Allow that to manifest in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, those that step out to better themselves in you, Father God, encourage them in that, Father God. Encourage them in that, Father God. Put a smile on everybody's face, Father God. And let the angels be attracted to the teeth as they see them glow and grin and bring manifestation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all get a good cup of coffee on your way out too. Just come on that way. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll do the ushering thing next time, ladies. We could. Jesse wasn't here to get us thing. Everybody looks so nice. Love the people as you go. Especially make these visitors feel welcome. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Love you. Love you. Oh, hallelujah. Yet to be back here tonight. Is it 7 o'clock? Praise God, Bill. Love you, girl. Leading them with that thing.